This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. The Trump administration is scrapping the Waters of the U.S. rule, a clean water regulation advanced by the Obama administration. The rule was meant to clarify federal authority over small streams, and its repeal raises questions about how to best protect those waterways. Amid the swirling uncertainty, an unlikely group of clean water champions has emerged in western Kentucky's farmland. As Nicole Irwin reports, people along the Little River have some big ideas for water conservation.
In the rich land of Christian County, wheat is milled for McDonald's biscuits, corn is turned into ethanol, and grazing cows support the state's leading dairy. It's Kentucky's breadbasket, and a river runs through it. The South Fork of Little River. Second-generation farmer David Brame grows corn, wheat, and soybeans here. The Little River lines the boundary of Brame's backyard, home to extensive wildlife and singing cicadas.
I live here on it. We want to protect those waters. I got as much at stake in them as anybody in this community.
Brame has fished and raised his kids on this water. So when state tests showed high E. coli levels made the river too polluted for Clean Water Act standards, he was alarmed. He wants a clean river. But he also worries that a federal regulation known as the Waters of the U.S. could place undue stress on farmers.
The Waters of the U.S., as I understand it, EPA and the Corps of Engineers has basically wanted to take control of every drop of water that falls on every acre of ground.
The Obama administration proposed the Clean Water Rule to address uncertainty about whether the federal government could protect small streams and wetlands. More than 4,000 streams and rivers have been classified as impaired in the Ohio Valley, which is home to big ag, big coal, and big industry, all of whom have lobbied against Obama-era stream standards. With the Trump administration's move to repeal the water rule, those opponents appear to have won. But Little River is still impaired. That means Brame's story is far from over.
We do want to be part of the solution, not the problem. But we got to know what our problems are, and then we'll address them.
Brame and a group called the Little River Water Quality Consortium did something that has some water professionals in awe. The group raised $800,000 to pay for sophisticated water testing, basically DNA fingerprinting for pathogens.
What we wanted was solid information of what is in the river. I don't know what is in the river.
That's Wayne Hunt, the group's chair. Hunt has owned fertilizer companies and agriculture equipment stores for years. Hunt wanted to know the source of the E. coli. Was it a sewage problem, livestock, or something else? The farmers, city officials, local utilities, and others that make up the Little River Group wanted the U.S. Geological Survey to let them know exactly what was polluting their water. Not to point fingers, but to find solutions together.
One thing we learned is that some of your fears are not there, and I don't think we've seen anything that's not handleable.
The USGS gave them the answer. The E. coli source was all of the above. Some human, some livestock, and even some dog waste. Now armed with that information, the group is moving forward with a water plan for improvement. USGS hydrologist Angie Crane says this process could be a model for other communities nationwide.
A lot of people have been looking at this study, so I think being able to use multiple source tracking or tracking nutrients is important, and I think more people, if they can afford it, move that way.
That could be a big if. Crane says the USGS was able to provide a 50-50 cost share for testing the Little River, but proposed budget cuts to both the USGS and the Department of Agriculture threaten funding for water sampling and assistance programs that can produce polluted runoff. David Brame sits on his back porch looking out towards Little River. He says clean water isn't controversial in Christian County. Everyone wants it. It's the politics that are personal.
We're the ones that are going to pay for it, and we're the ones that are going to benefit from it. We got to bring it back home. This is our watershed.
The proposed repeal of the Clean Water Rule is open for public comment until August 28th. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin by the Little River.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife officials are monitoring white-tailed deer in several East Kentucky counties. As Stu Johnson of Kentucky Station WEKU Resort reports, epizootic hemorrhagic disease has been confirmed in a Kentucky deer.
Epizootic hemorrhagic disease is a virus transmitted to deer through the bite of a midge or gnat. Although it is not transmittable to people or pets, the disease can be fatal to white-tailed deer. State Fish and Wildlife Big Game Coordinator Gabe Jenkins says EHD outbreaks have been reported in mountainous areas of five states, including Tennessee, West Virginia, and Ohio. Kentucky officials are receiving a growing number of suspected cases. Epizootic hemorrhagic disease causes dehydration and fever in deer. Infected animals are often found dead near bodies of water. Kentucky last had significant outbreaks in 2007 and 2012. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Jesse Wright. I'm Teresa Wills.